Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We have approached to a most beautiful day, the Day of Reward, which is called in Islamic terminology as Eid Day. Inshallah, it's all Mabruk or all Mubarak to all Mu'mineen, to all Muslimin, those who have fast in this beautiful month. And now it's a time of getting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eid Mubarak to all Mu'mineen, to all Muslimin. Congratulations to those countries, those who are experiencing Eid today. Especially those who lost their children, those who lost their parents in Yemen, in Iraq, in Palestine. But if they can do Eid, we have to celebrate them. We have to remember them in our du'as, and we have to pass our du'as to them. We have to pass our gifts to them, inshallah. There's a beautiful hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he says, night of Eid is full of blessings and full of mercy, as in the month of Ramadan, the mercy and blessings of Allah were pouring upon us. In this beautiful night is also we are totally surrounded by the mercy and by the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a beautiful hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam, where he said, my father, Imam Sajjad, Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin alayhi salatu wa salam, he used to stay awake in this beautiful night of Eid, in the night of Laylatul Eid. He used to stay awake until the dawn, the morning of Eid, and he used to do munajat and dua and reciting Quran, and when he was by himself. And he said to his son, to Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, my son, keep this night as the night of Qadr. So the night of Eid is very much equal to night of destiny, to Laylatul Qadr. May Allah give us tawfiq to celebrate this night as the night of Qadr, inshallah ta'ala. There's another beautiful hadith from Rasulullah where he says, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْفِطْرِ نَادَ مُنَادٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ هَذَا الْيَوْمُ الْجَائِزَةِ فَخُذُوا جَوَائِزَكُمْ. This the day of Eid, about the day of Eid, this is the an angel from the skies speaks out loudly, saying that, oh, Mu'mineen, those who have fasted, those who have fasted in this beautiful month, it's now time to get your reward. So, faghdu, wake up early morning, go for Salat Eid, go for prayers of Eid prayers, and get your rewards. So when you do Zakat Fitrah, when you pay for the poor people, for the needies, when you pay your zakat to your marja, to your scholar, to your mujtahid, and you care about those who cannot celebrate Eid, and you share your blessings with them, and you do your Eid prayers, make sure you're right at the point where you're going to get your rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a time of blessings. Allah is pouring His mercy on you, and His angels are pouring mercy and love of Allah on you. And it's time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible, and remember all mu'mineen and muslimin, and do dua for them, especially for those who have lost their close ones, who have lost their lives, and they're not among us. But those especially who have lost their relatives in the countries, in the situations. So Eid is for all of us. Inshallah, Eid Mubarak to all of you. Have a very beautiful Eid. Congratulations to those countries, those who are having or experiencing Eid today. Happy Eid. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.